The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Edwin Wechler is also with us. I don't know whether he came by bus or bicycle, but anyway, he is here.
My feet.
Your feet. You walked here.
I walked.
Great stuff. Anyway, you're going to answer our tech questions, but also you've been in the lucky position of getting hands-on with the new Apple gadgets. Tell me more.
The belly of the beast, the heart of Cupertino, Apple's headquarters. So they do this big launch every year. This year it's the iPhone 17, iPhone 17 Pro, and iPhone 17 Air, which is the new skinny iPhone. This is the one that everyone is talking
about. How skinny is it?
So it's 5.5, it's 5.5 millimeters, so that's skinnier than a pen. It's about a third slimmer than a normal iPhone, the iPhone you used to hold.
Now, do you remember a few years back they launched one? Was it the iPhone 14 or 12 or something? And there was a problem with it being in people's pockets. It bent.
Yes, I do remember that. That was actually even before that. So this is one of the big things. The most common reaction when people see pictures or videos of the iPhone Air is, oh my God, it's skinny. Is it going to bend or is it going to break? Now, I had hands on this for a while. I actually applied pressure with my two thumbs to try and see if I could bend it, and I couldn't. It's made of titanium.
Okay.
So Apple says that it's drop proof, it's scratch proof, it will not break, it will not bend. It does come with some compromises, though. The battery life won't be as good on it, likely, because it's so slim that they've had to compromise on space. Mm-hmm. And it only comes with one camera compared to the two cameras of an iPhone 17 or the three cameras of the iPhone 17 Pro or 17 Pro Max. So you're making compromises. I will say, though, that in the hand, it feels very nice. Apple has this concept. Sometimes they talk about the iPad as being magic glass. And that was the notion that struck me as I was handling this. Usually, smartphones are getting very bulky. They're getting very big. This is slim and light.
Now, what about the other ones that are available? Yep. The Pro?
Pro, the 17 Pro, 17 Pro Max. So they look quite similar to the 16 Pro and 16
so they're big
Pro
phones.
Max. They're big phones, 6.9 inches at the top end, 6.3 inches for the Pro. The main difference there is battery life. So they've increased battery life across all of the iPhone 17 range. So the basic iPhone 17, you're getting up to 40% more battery life on that.
Now, did you have a go at the AirPods Pro 3?
I did. I have them in my pocket as we speak. So the big thing with the AirPods Pro 3 is, the battery life goes from 6 hours to 8 hours. The sound quality's improved. And they have this wow feature, which unfortunately is not coming to Europe yet because of regulations. It's called live translation. If I put them in my ear and you just talk to me in Spanish, I will hear you in real time in English. And then I can speak into my AirPods, and then on my phone, you'll see a Spanish translation. I can hold it up and you will see the Spanish translation.
So you can talk to anybody in any country in the world, theoretically, and have a conversation.
And have a conversation
in
real time.
Your colleague reads off your screen and you hear him or her speaking.
And I tried this with Portuguese and it works. But Apple says because of regulatory problems in Europe, or they haven't said that explicitly, that's my understanding. It's not coming to Europe for a while.
Now, you have some information as to why your iPhone's battery drops off after you get an update to iOS.
Huge issue. Every time Apple comes out with an iOS update, I get inundated with questions and messages. My battery life is gone. I used to get till the end of the day. Now it's running out by tea time. What is going on? Apple has finally come out to explain why that can be the case and why in some cases it can actually be permanent. You might permanently affect your phone's battery. So what it's saying basically is that there's so many new features in the iOS update, so we're now on iOS 26, that your phone takes a while to get used to dealing with them. So they say in the short term, it's common to see lower battery life. Mm-hmm. But they also say that for some phones, in the long term, you will also see, albeit a slight, but a reduction in battery life and battery performance.
Basically, the chip getting used to handling all the new stuff.
All the new stuff. And I don't think it's any coincidence that the new models, the 17, 17 Pro, 17 Pro Max, have bigger and better batteries. I think there's an upgrade cycle.
A compensation
going on here,
there. Yeah. Okay, now why is tech cheaper in the US? You know, for the same phone, a lot dearer here.
I used to get questions all the time, or people would ask me, you're going over to the States, is there any chance you could get, you know, a MacBook or whatever, or even an iPhone? With the slump in the dollar over the last 3 months because of tariffs, it's now ridiculous. So we've just been talking about the iPhone 17. If you get the top model of the iPhone 17 Pro Max, which is a 2 terabyte version, by the way, in the States, it's a very expensive phone. In the US, that costs $1,999. Very expensive. Okay, but the top end stuff, you throw tax onto that, say even 10%, you're $2,200, works out at about 1,900 euro, okay, 1,850 euro. In Ireland, it's 2,489 euro.
Why? With the weaker dollar, you'd expect it to be much better for us to buy.
You absolutely would expect it to be much better.
Who's creaming it?
What's happening, I think, is that Apple looks forward. It sets its prices once a year. I think it's hedging forward. It's expecting the dollar to increase in strength. But as it stands, if you did want that high-end iPhone 17 Pro Max, it would be cheaper for you to get a return flight to New York, in a sale, buy the thing there and come back. Then buy it here.
Mad. What about the other phones? Pricing for, say, the flagship phones, the Galaxy Z Fold,
Samsung,
and the various other.
So this is really interesting to me because I just mentioned that high end price for the iPhone 17 Pro Max. But one of the key things here is that we're seeing a bunch of top end phones, and they're now hitting the 2,000 euro price mark. I remember a few years ago when they first started nudging towards 1,000 euro, and everyone went mad. Nobody will buy a 1,000 euro phone. Now all of the flagships cost about that. But the top-end flagships, so the folding phones, so Samsung's Galaxy Z Fold 7, for example, you know, 2,100 euro or so. Honor's Magic V5 folding phone, almost 2 grand. The top-end iPhone, well over 2 grand. I think we're now in the era of the 2,000 euro smartphone.
Now, some of the questions coming in. I'm currently using an iPhone 16 Pro with iOS 18.7, but the system is inviting me to upgrade to iOS 26. Should I take the bait or play safe and stick with iOS 18?
If you want the new features, you will have to go to iOS 26. And also, if you want to buy accessories like new AirPods or an Apple Watch, often they won't work unless you have the most recent version of iOS. Now, most people do upgrade because it kind of does it automatically. It will say, we're going to do this overnight. It invites you to, and you don't have to do anything, and it just does it overnight. I will say, though, that thing about battery life, if you're going from, it's actually hard to believe you're going from iOS, that version of iOS. But if you are, you will see a hit in battery life, I think. Yeah. That's what happened to me. When I updated.
Some of the phones just failing because they can't cope? Say if you have an iPhone 14 or 12.
I mean, in my experience, if you say a 12, 11 and a 12 is the generation, that's 4 or 5 years ago. That's the generation where you're going to start noticing a little bit of slowness, a little bit of wear and tear on the battery. That's typically around the time when you should probably upgrade. If you have a 14 or a 15 or a 16, really, that phone should be fine.
I need to replace a Dell Latitude Core 13, is it, using Windows 7.
Yep.
I need Microsoft package using Word, email, Google, and a print function. What mid-price laptop would you recommend?
So, they changed the models, but the brands you're looking at are HP, Lenovo, Dell. Those three in particular, you'll find them, any shop, Currys, Harvey Norman, Dell.com or whatever. You're looking for a minimum of a Core i5 chip. You're now looking for a minimum of 16 gigabytes of RAM as well. That's going to run you about 700 or 800 euro.
Okay, and the final one, best earbuds on a budget. I'm always losing mine.
Ooh, that is a good one. I would look maybe at Nothing's. There's a brand called Nothing. They do phones and earbuds. I'd look at those. They cost about 100 euro. You'll find that on their website. Samsung have a pair of buds. They call them the FE edition. That's about 120 euro from memory. And the cheapest AirPods, I think you're still looking at almost 200 euro there. So that's the range you're at.
Adrian Weckler, technology editor with The Independent, thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.